Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is State Representative Sue Aller. Sue, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well, although it's been a busy few days here.
Oh, I'll bet. You know what? As we are speaking, the news just broke that there are first confirmed case here in Iosco County. And from what I understand, this is the first case in the 106th District. Is that right?
That's correct. Iosco County is the first one identified. The other four counties within the district do not have any positives.
Okay.
I do know that there is testing going on throughout all the counties in the state, including the remaining counties in the district. And, of course, we're always anxiously awaiting for results.
Sure. All right. Well, let's talk about what's happening legislatively from Lansing to help with this. What's been going on there, Sue?
Well, obviously, we are not done in Lansing at the present time, but prior to departing for our own districts, there had been a variety of funding appropriated specific to this COVID-19 crisis, a total of about $150 million that can be used in various areas specific to the crisis.
All right. So money is there and it is available. Now, the governor, of course, has acted. There are some task forces out there, too?
Yeah, there are a variety of task forces that she's established, each in a specific area, such as state operations, Department of Health and Human Services, education, and then also the economy and workforce, which is definitely being impacted.
Boy, yeah, no doubt about that, especially here in the 106th District. We're seeing it in just about every facet of life.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Obviously, when restaurants and bars were closed, that impacted a huge number of people within the district, and the legislature is very aware of that. We've been working diligently with the governor. Both the House and Senate leadership has been in constant communication with the governor, and we're trying to come up with different ideas for her to incorporate into the executive orders.
Right, and that's what we wanted to talk about next, those executive orders that are out there. Give us some details on that.
Well, there are a lot of executive orders, and they touch on a variety of different aspects. One, for instance, is limiting indoor assemblies to 50 people. There are also restrictions on people entering health facilities, residential care facilities. And then, of course, we always have concerns with regard to price gouging during this time. There have been reports of face masks or sanitizers being sold at exorbitant prices.
Yeah.
So the public is encouraged to report incidences like that to the Attorney General's office. We're also focused, or the executive orders are also focused in areas such as unemployment benefits, seasonal load restrictions, which may seem odd, but at this time, we need our truck drivers. We need supplies delivered to the hospitals. It's so essential that these supplies get out, and that's why some of these load restrictions have been lifted. So because of this crisis, there are so many different aspects of our lives that are impacted, and these executive orders are trying to tackle a variety of different aspects of our lives.
Indeed. I know we are taking in so much information, and there's probably a lot of questions. There are some phone numbers and some emailing people can do if they want to get some more information.
Yeah, I guess the first phone number I'll give and email is mine.
Yeah.
I encourage people, if they have questions, give me a call. The office number is 517-373-0833. And then my email is Sue Aller, and that's spelled S-U-E-A-L-L-O-R, at house.mi.gov.
All right.
I encourage people to reach out to me. But if they have health concerns, there are hotlines set up. The Department of Health and Human Services has a hotline. That number is 888-535-6136. And there is also an email that's set up. It's COVID-19, so I'll spell that, C-O-V, like Victor, ID, like dog, 19 at michigan.gov.
All right. Some information there. So make sure you write those down so you remember them, and check that out so you can stay well informed. State Representative from the 106th District, Sue Aller. Sue, be safe out there. Take care of yourself, and thanks for joining us. And anytime you got any updates, please feel free to let us know.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.